Traffic in and out of the Crash Palace, an auto body shop in Rutland, has been crazy this week. The parking lot has become an insurance triage area, with adjusters using their cars as mobile offices.
I'm Alan McLaughlin. I'm an adjuster for Nationwide Insurance.
I drove into this parking lot, and there are more insurance cars than I can count.
Yeah, there's we got Liberty Mutual, Geico, Progressive, Nationwide.
McLaughlin's from St. Albans, but his company sent adjusters from Burlington and Waterbury as well.
How busy has it been for you as an insurance adjuster?
Very. We've got three people coming in every hour, every day, and we are booked not through this Friday, but clear through next Friday. I've been here since last Thursday, and we'll be here till it ends.
Inside the Crash Palace, Dan Yashinsky stands on a small ladder, carefully removing dents from a silver wagon.
I'm a PDR technician, a hail technician. We repair hail-damaged vehicles across the U.S.
PDR stands for paintless dent removal, but folks like Yashinsky are more commonly referred to as dent guys. Like the utility linemen who restore power after a storm, dent guys follow the hail.
My home is in Massachusetts, and during the course of a hail season, I call many, many places home.
For the next 3 to 4 months, Yashinsky and dozens of other nomadic dent guys will call Rutland home. They'll be staying in local hotels, eating at local restaurants, and helping with the tidal wave of repair work. Gary Jones owns Wayne's Body Shop in North Clarendon. During a normal 4-day period, he might write up 10 to 15 repair estimates. In the last 4 days, he's done more than 230.
This is like a 100-card pileup in your parking lot. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just overwhelming. I had 3 13-hour days never leaving the computer with my wife taking the owner information and VIN numbers and me never leaving the, you know, other than getting up, go looking at the car, come back in, write the estimate. And, you know, people lined up in the office here 15 deep.
His business, as well as local auto parts stores and windshield and window installers, will all benefit, as will local car dealers. Kevin Bowie, general manager of Shure Honda in Rutland, says hail caused more than $750,000 worth of damage to his inventory. While he initially worried it would hurt business, he says thanks to insurance payments, it'll be a boon, especially for bargain hunters.
We've actually had 6 or 7 people come in already and buy a car and say, no, I'll take it just like that. Don't fix it.
For those who suffered the worst hail damage, Bowie says they may opt to skip repairs altogether and simply buy a new car. And while many will get their cars fixed, he says lots of folks may use their insurance money for other big-ticket items, like furniture, appliances, maybe even a hot tub.
Millions and millions of dollars are pouring into the Rutland economy. I think it's going to be tremendous for Rutland County. It's going to be tremendous for the state.
Bowie says this is one storm that may have a happy ending. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.